AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Andrew Brown Jr.'s son spoke at his funeral in Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
Like my brother said, he's not here, but he's here though.
Amen.
He's definitely here. His physical being ain't here, but he's here with us.
Brown was a black man shot and killed by sheriff's deputies. The Reverend Al Sharpton is demanding that a judge make public the body cam video after the judge said it would be released after the state investigation.
This must stop. Enough is enough.
Sharpton continued,
I know a con game when I see it. Release the whole tape and let the folk see what happened to Andrew Brown.
An independent autopsy commissioned by the family says Brown was shot 5 times, including once in the back of the head. President Biden and the First Lady traveled to coastal Virginia to promote plans to increase spending on education and children, part of a $1.8 trillion families proposal announced last week.
If I've heard it once, I've heard from Jill 1,000 times. Joe, any country that out-educates us will out-compete us. And it's a fact. And she'll be deeply involved in leading this effort as well.
There is some uncertainty about Biden getting the spending programs through Congress, narrowly controlled by Democrats. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is lifting a coronavirus-related curfew in New York City 2 weeks from today.
Workers are going to need to get back and forth. Now you'll have people working till 4 o'clock in the morning again. So the MTA will resume their 24-hour service on May 17th.
The average number of new daily cases nationwide has fallen below 50,000 for the first time since October. The Dow closed up 238, while the NASDAQ fell 61. The S&P 500 gained 11. This is AP News. Three-time Indianapolis 500 winner and a member of a storied racing family, Bobby Unser, has died. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Three-time Indianapolis 500 winner Bobby Unser has died at age 87. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway says Unser died Sunday at his home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of natural causes. Unser and his brother Al Unser Jr. are the only pair of brothers to win the Indy 500. Bobby Unser's victories in the greatest spectacle in racing came in 1968, 1975, and 1981. The 81 victory was controversial. Unser crossed the finish line ahead of Mario Andretti, but officials ruled Unser had passed cars illegally during the race while exiting pit lane under caution. A penalty docked Unser one position and made Andretti the winner. But on appeal, Unser was reinstated as winner in October of that year. It was the 35th and final victory of Bobby Unser's career. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.